All right, check it out. Fox host Peter Doocy just went on air and revealed exactly what Trump is going to be doing with the red Tesla that Elon Musk gifted him a few months back. There is currently a red Tesla sitting in the White House parking lot, and it doesn't seem like it'll be sitting there for much longer. I want to break down all of the new morning updates of the Donald Trump and Elon Musk feud, but first, can you just indulge me while I go through my favorite genre of tweet from this breakup? And that would be hardcore Trump supporters. I mean, MAGA hardliners who are having trouble coping with this breakup and are asking them to make up or are coming up with crazy theories. For example, Becky, this Trump supporter, said, "Friends disagree. Friends fight. Friends need a break from each other. Friends let each other blow smoke. Friends remain friends. It is called adulthood." What a crazy cope. There is nothing adult-like about anything that's happened here. We have one ketamine-fueled drug addict who sent out a barrage of tweets trying to take down his ex-friend while Elon has a black eye. In these barrage of tweets, he says that Trump is a pedophile who's on the Epstein list. He says that Trump is heading the economy into a recession. Trump then threatens to take away all of Elon's government contracts. What about this is adult-like? It's petty. It's egotistical, it's narcissistic, and honestly, there are way bigger issues we should be focused on, and we will throughout this video, but let's continue. Swell said, "Please call him. You are two adults. This should not be a public argument. Bring him back into the fold. You two are friends. Don't throw that away." What is this weird reality people live in where this is like an actual bromance? People are so bought into the storyline that they're missing the fact that it's all corruption. Jack Posobiec, this guy, said, "Some of y'all can't handle two high agency males going at it, and it really shows." High agency males going at it? What do you mean this is direct communication? They're subtweeting about each other like petty teenagers. I've been in high school drama like 7 years back that was more important than whatever Elon Musk and Trump are squabbling about right now. This one is funny. Patriot Rose says, "Stop it, Elon. Stop it. I love you both. This is making people really sad." All right, we're almost done with these. You know, this one is really funny. Dinesh D'Souza said, "Is this some sort of perverse scheme to force the release of the Epstein files? How great would it be to have a horde of bad guys publicly exposed? Then Trump and Elon break out the champagne, brother." What kind of movie are you living in? This is not what's going to happen. Elon then says, "Told you I could get Democrats to scream for that list." Laughter. No, I'm pretty sure your president's just a pedophile. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. And this one is wild too. Someone says, "An account with 184 followers has achieved de-escalation between two of the world's most powerful people." And it's Elon Musk just spazzing out on Twitter saying, "In light of the president's statement, I'll be decommissioning the Dragon spacecraft." And an account with 184 followers then responds and says, "This is a shame, this back and forth. You are both better than this. Cool off and take a step back for a couple days." And Elon says, "Good advice. Okay, we won't decommission Dragon." Who is this account with 184 followers? And can we get them in the room with Putin and Zelensky? Obviously, I'm joking, but dude, Elon Musk is going on such a ketamine-fueled rage manic tantrum that some random account was able to talk him down. Now, before we talk about what happened to the Tesla that Elon gifted Donald Trump, I want to make sure we're talking about the real issues here. Check out this clip. You'll understand why it's important. And make sure you drop a like to boost this clip in particular. This is very important.
Y'all are not going to believe what Senator Elizabeth Warren just did. Right when I thought Elon Musk's day couldn't get any worse than being in a Twitter fight with Donald Trump, Elizabeth Warren's office releases a list of 130 acts of corruption that Elon Musk committed while he was working for Trump.
This is important. We can't forget in all of the chaos that this happened.
The corruption charges are just the things he did during his 130 days as a special government employee. And she lists them out as government resources used to promote Musk's businesses, federal contracts for Musk's businesses, ending enforcement actions against Musk, undercutting agencies regulating and investing in Musk, special access to meetings and data, influence over government personnel, Musk's parochial interests over the public interest, leveraging Musk's power to threaten other businesses, weaponizing agencies against Musk's enemies, securing policy benefits through Congress, foreign deals he was involved with, deals for Musk's family, meddling in the electoral and judicial process, and lastly, lack of public transparency. She summarizes that Musk's wealth in the 130 days he worked for Trump has increased by over $100 billion thanks to these acts. and notes that before Trump took office, Musk's companies faced at least $2.37 billion in potential liabilities from pending agency enforcement actions, and that those enforcement actions against his businesses and himself have been stalled or dismissed on account of Trump's presidency. Now, not everything on this list is necessarily a violation of federal law so much as an accusation of being corrupt. But some of it does. Some of Musk's actions may have violated the statutory prohibition regarding federal employees' participation in particular matters in which a government official has financial interest, laws against bribery and gratuities, or the regulations prohibiting use of one's government position for private gain. It is obvious that Elon Musk has greatly benefited from his time as a special government employee. And now, thanks to thoughtful receipt keeping by Elizabeth Warren in her office, you can read all about it in detail.
Amazing, amazing stuff. And this brings us on to Fox News and Peter Doocy.
On the South Lawn a few months ago to try to help Elon Musk's business while it was being vandalized. We're told that that Tesla, still sitting there, the red Tesla with Florida tags, is either going to be given away or sold off. And we are told that it was about a month that Elon Musk was wearing thin on Trump. So this was not a sudden exit and then blow up. There was about a month that he was wearing thin, the president's word. Something else, there was some reporting today about the possibility of a Trump and Elon Musk phone call to make nice. Aides are telling me that is not something they are tracking. It's possible that some staffers might try to talk to Musk, but no Trump and Musk call.
Multiple sources have reported this. It's come from CNN as well, MSNBC, that Trump does not want to talk to Elon Musk. He does not want to talk to him in the immediate or even long term. Maybe there will be some back channels established. I'm sure there will be because this is a really important connection. But Trump does not want to talk to Elon Musk. Elon Musk is probably coming down off a ketamine high. But there are a few things here that I find very, very interesting. Let me go back 1 second. The fact that Elon has been wearing thin on Trump for the past month. I mean, yeah, I could probably guess Elon Musk seems to be very erratic, seems to be very energetic behind the scenes and always up Trump's ass. But this seems like the final blow up. And the thing that the straw that broke the camel's back from all the reporting at this point is when Trump removed Elon Musk's longtime friend, Jared Isaacman, for the NASA position, the NASA director position, that pissed off Elon Musk a lot.
Elon Musk phone call to make nice. Aides are telling me that is not something they are tracking. It's possible that some staffers might try to talk to Musk, but no Trump and Musk call, at least not that we know about. We did hear from the president yesterday, and he didn't sound mad, but he sounded disappointed.
Elon and I had a great relationship. I don't know if we're well anymore, but I'm very disappointed in Elon.
This was before the Epstein drop, though. This was a different Trump. The Epstein drop must have pissed him off.
Helped Elon a lot. And I'll be honest, I think he misses the place. I think he got out there and all of a sudden he wasn't in this beautiful Oval Office.
The lowest blows yesterday came from Elon. He said, without me, Trump would have lost the election. Dems would control the House and the Republicans would be 51-49 in the Senate. And then he wrote, time to drop the really big bomb. Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the reason they have not been made public.
This is on Fox News.
Have a nice day, DJT. The president, of course, said that Musk had been wearing thin and he was asked to leave. And the president offered up the idea that the fastest way to save money would be to cancel Musk's government contracts. Musk then wrote, in light of the president's statement about cancellation of my government contracts, SpaceX will begin decommissioning its Dragon spacecraft immediately. But he later said, okay, we won't decommission Dragon. Trump rarely seems as close to aides as he did for a time to Elon Musk, and we asked about that at the start of his term.
At the end of the day, Elon Musk said today, I love Donald Trump as much as a straight man can love another man. What does the First Lady think about that?
Oh, I think she'll be okay with it somehow.
So this was a sensational back and forth on the platform Elon Musk owns yesterday, but there were signs of strain for the last week or so in public. Elon Musk blew up in the Oval Office during his send-off when I tried to ask him about this big New York Times report that alleged he was blurring the lines between medical use of drugs and recreational use of drugs, and we still don't have any real clarity about that. Back to you.
Well, one thing is pretty clear, Peter. Wasn't Elon Musk really tight with J.D. Vance? Don't they have a relationship prior because of their tech backgrounds? And I'm wondering with him, he's also tight. Elon Musk is tight with Don Jr. too. So I don't know. Did he pre-think this? Is he breaking up with everybody he knows there?
It's interesting because there are also reports that Elon Musk unfollowed Charlie Kirk, then unfollowed Stephen Miller, then unfollowed everybody because he was incredibly, incredibly mad. I'm going to leave it at that. But as this civil war continues to expand and explode, I'll keep covering it relentlessly. I'm glad that you guys are here with me. Were you guys here for the live stream yesterday? That was maybe one of the best live streams we've done so far. It was 2 hours exactly. And we had 25,000 people watching as everything was dropping and we were reacting to it in real time. So it was great. If you want to be a part of the next one, subscribe with notifications on so you don't miss it. Then you'll get a notification and you'll be able to watch it. Love you all. Peace out.